You are listening to Real Bible Answers, where the answers are always realistic, exegetical, applicable, and lasting. Real Bible Answers is brought to you by the Life Heritage Radio Network and features international evangelist and Bible teacher, Dr. Keith Augustus Burton.
I'm glad you tuned in again to another edition of Real Bible Answers. Please remember our new phone number. It is 256-886-2509. Now this week, we will give a second part of the answer to the question posed by Myron, who asked, "How do you respond to people who have issues with the names of God?" Now in the previous program, we discussed the tradition of some Jews who have so much reverence for a certain form of the divine name that they refuse to even try to pronounce it. The name to which I refer are the four Hebrew letters that form the basis of our English word Yahweh. If you can recall, it is a practice of pious Jews to substitute the word Adonai whenever they see these four letters, the Tetragrammaton. Interestingly, a certain Christian denomination has taken these same four Hebrew letters and formulated a doctrine that is foundational to their identity. This denomination has been heavily influenced by an English rendering of the divine name, specifically the word Jehovah. In fact, their official documents unequivocally assert that God's name is Jehovah, and if you take a look at their writings, you see that they strongly suggest that this is the name that God prefers people to use when addressing Him. When we look at this position, we see that it totally ignores the roots of the word Jehovah. The word itself is an English rendering of the Hebrew Yahuwah or Yehovah, and as far as we can tell, the word was not formalized until maybe the 8th to the 12th centuries when the Masoretes, that's a group of Hebrew scribes in the Middle East, decided to add vowels to the Hebrew text of the Bible. Before this time, as it is with modern Hebrew, the language was written without vowels. People would know which vowel to use just by looking at the consonants. However, we find that with the diminishing of the Jewish community, the Masoretes embarked on the task of ensuring that generations to come would know the correct pronunciation of the Hebrew words. From their own experience, they knew how to pronounce the various words and had no problem filling in the vowels, except for when it came to the Tetragrammaton, those four Hebrew letters that make up the divine name. For centuries, readers of the Hebrew Bible had been programmed to say Adonai when they saw the name, and had absolutely no idea how it was pronounced or even if it had a correct pronunciation. Not wanting any word to be without vowels, the Masoretes decided to take the vowels from Adonai and place them between the consonants of YHWH, of the divine name, thus resulting in Yahuwah, or as pronounced in English, Jehovah. Now, given the history behind the English word Jehovah, those who insist that this is the name that God prefers are really purporting a human-made doctrine that has no basis in the Bible. I hope this helps. In the next program, we're going to take a look at those groups that have an issue with the name of Jesus, the Son of God.
I trust you were blessed by this edition of Real Bible Answers. To listen to other programs or to view some of the other services of Life Heritage Ministries, visit us on the web at www.lifeheritage.org. Feel free to email your questions to BibleAnswers@lifeheritage.org. If you wish to give a donation, you may do so on our webpage, or you can send it by check or money order to Life Heritage Ministries, Post Office Box 56, Harvest, Alabama 35749. Again, thanks for listening, and always remember that a tree is known